Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington live here on this September 17th. You know, folks, it just occurred to me as I was saying that to you that if I'm not mistaken, this is the day of the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think that I am. Well, it's been a long time, in any case, since the Constitution was ratified, and we've seen what's happened to that Constitution. People want to wipe up the floor with it, use it as a liner for birdcage, or Eric Hufschmidt, of course, who has a strange fascination with dogs, would probably use it for litter paper for his dogs. Those poor dogs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is some big, big, big news. If you haven't heard about it, I'm going to relate it to you following the break. Some very, very, very big and very, very revealing news, and I've passed it on to a few people already. People who were holding out, hoping against hope, praying that things were what they hoped it to be. But I think this new news, which you may have heard about, circulating at least in the mainstream media, lots of places, it's big news in the mainstream media. I don't know if it's gotten out there into Patriot land yet, but it involves the presidential campaign. I'm very glad that I am here with you live tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It looked about an hour ago as though I wouldn't be able to make it tonight. And I really regretted that because, as I've mentioned before, more often than not, on particular evenings where there are things that I really want to talk about, I either miss the show for one reason or another or can't make the show. Well, God intervened, I guess, here tonight. We'll give credit where credit is due, and I am able to bring you this news. And I am purposely being cryptic about it, ladies and gentlemen, precisely because I want to have some time to talk about it. And these opening sessions always tend to seem to cut off just in the middle of the time when you are trying to make a point. So I'm dragging it out here a little bit. One thing I am going to talk about here tonight, after we talk about the big subject matter, is a very unintentionally funny direct mail piece from AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. A copy of it was sent to a subscriber to American Free Press, and he passed it on to us. He is not a supporter of Israel, but somehow he got on the AIPAC membership list or the AIPAC supporter list, or some list anyway that AIPAC used for fundraising, and he sent this letter, and I'm going to read some excerpts from it. It's actually, as I say, it's both revealing and funny in its own peculiar fashion. Well, in any case, I do want to comment on last evening's show, and that, of course, was with Mark Glenn and some callers who all contributed, I must say, to the program. Mark and I talked today and were reflecting on the program and just pointing out that this whole situation with Iran is just an explosive one, full of many, many, how can I put it, many, many, well, let's put it this way, let's put it very simply. It could end up the end of the world. And that's why so many people are so concerned with Iran, coming from a variety of different perspectives. Well, we are going through the break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the big news today from the presidential campaign. If you haven't heard about it yet, you'll hear about it now. It tells you everything you need to know. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let me be candid. Let me be upfront about this. If you are a fan of Lady Sarah, Sweet Sarah, this is Sarah Keith Palin, the Republican vice presidential nominee, you may find the information I'm about to relate somewhat difficult to digest. Well, you know, folks, since I've been broadcasting here, I mean, actually since I've been writing and using email, you know, email provides people an opportunity to spout off fast and frenzied, more so than writing a letter. But over the years, I've gotten a lot of very interesting letters. I've gotten a lot of friendly letters. I've gotten a lot of angry letters. Most of the really vulgar, twisted, even pathological letters, full of bathroom allusions and so forth, have come from Jewish supporters of Israel. I've gotten sympathetic letters from Christian supporters of Israel who tell me I have a chance to be saved if I start worshiping the Jewish people and worshiping the Jewish state. And then, after the big Christopher Boleyn scandal erupted, involving Boleyn's peculiar relationship with the odious Eric Hufschmidt, I received a lot of really weird emails from Hufschmidt supporters, most of whom have sat down and shut up since he's basically exposed himself for the cretin that he is. But every once in a while I get an interesting email that's kind of not peculiar. I don't want to say peculiar. disconcerting or confusing. I got one of those from someone who I would gather is one of our listeners, but may well be a reader of American Free Press or both. And it was simply entitled Sarah Palin. And the email read as follows. Michael, you know you are not going to change things that are about to happen. Well, my comment is, yeah, I know. I wish otherwise. The email continues, I would really like to see Ron Paul get the job of CEO of the U.S., but you know and I know that it just ain't going to happen. Well, my comment is sad but true. The email continues, I don't like any of these folks that are running for the White House, but I refuse to engage in character assassination, but I guess you think it's okay. In my opinion, you are only degrading your reputation and credibility. Well, I gather, since the title of this email, this is Mike Piper commenting now here, I gather that since the title of this email is Sarah Palin, this letter email writer is saying that I've engaged in character assassination regarding Sarah Palin. Well, I don't believe that I've engaged in any character assassination regarding Sarah Palin. If anything, as I commented to some of the ladies at the American Free Press office, I stopped in there late this afternoon, I told them about this email. I said, if anything, I have been awfully restrained in talking about Sarah Palin because I find her to be such an admirable and attractive and energetic individual in so many ways, and I just find it difficult to put her in the same category as such obvious filth as Joe Lieberman or John McCain. So I can't quite understand how I've engaged in assassinating Sarah Palin's character. I have critiqued her religion insofar as her religion is a religion that places the Jewish people and the Jewish state above Christ and Christianity. Yes, I have commented about that, but other than that, I really have not commented much about anything else, frankly. So I don't consider that engaging in character assassination. So I almost get the feeling that this letter writer is, like so many people, that this letter writer has a crush on Sarah Palin. Well, the letter writer says, in my opinion, you're only degrading your reputation and credibility. Well, you know, I have no reputation. I have no credibility. All you need to do is look on the internet and see all the crap about me. I've always said that I'm going to put together a Piper Schimpflexicon. I'm not even going to try to explain what a Schimpflexicon is, but my favorite writer, H.L. Mencken, once put together a Mencken Schimpflexicon in which he published all of the things that he could ever find that were said about him, both good and bad. And most amusing was one line where he found someone calling him a Nazi sympathizer, and in the next line, he was called a Jew. So I know how Mencken feels. Anyway, the letter writer then goes on to say, and this is what really puzzles me, he says, you are maybe 98% right about what is unfolding, and you and I know that nothing you say or nothing I say is going to change that. Well, that's interesting. The letter writer says I'm 98% right, maybe 98% right. I guess I'm not quite sure what the 2% is that's wrong, and I guess that 2% is the character assassination part of it. I guess. I'm not sure. Well, he says nothing that you say or nothing that I say is going to change that. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I would like to think that maybe something that somebody's saying somewhere, whether it's me or whether even it's this letter writer, will say something that somebody somewhere hears, somebody somewhere who has the power to influence things, and that they will do something. Because if that were the case, if nothing that I say will affect things in a positive way, as far as I see as a positive way, then I'm wasting my time, then John Stadtmiller is wasting his time, then all the broadcasters in this network are wasting their time, the people who write for American Free Press, the people who read American Free Press, everybody who listens to this network, everybody who cares about the course of this country, if we just adopt the attitude that we say nothing, or that we that nothing we say is going to affect things, then we might as well just all follow John McCain and Sarah Palin right over the cliff. We might as well go out and demand war against Russia. We might as well go out and demand war against China. We might as well go out and demand a war against Iran. Well, the letter writer concluded his letter with a tagline, which evidently is a constant in his correspondence. He said, it's better to have a gun and not need it than to need a gun and not have it. Well, I agree with that 100%, and as you know, I don't believe in gun control. I mean, perhaps there might be some instance where I think maybe somebody shouldn't get a gun if it looks as though there was somebody who spent 20 years in a mental institution for a violent crime, maybe then. But I've never believed in gun control. So I think it's a nice thing and a good thing that Sarah Palin is a life member of the National Rifle Association. My dear old Uncle Jim was a life member of the National Rifle Association, and a proud member at that. I come from a family that owns a lot of guns. Lots and lots of guns, ladies and gentlemen. So the thing is, that is a nice thing about Sarah Palin. But the thing is, I got the impression, and I wrote this guy back and said essentially this. I said, in other words, since Sarah Palin's a life member of the National Rifle Association, she's the best thing since sliced bread. Well, I feel compelled then to let you know the response I got from him, which I'm glad he did write back in time for the show. He writes back, no, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying that the bankers of the world are calling the shots, and what they want is what we are going to get. For us to attack the candidates on a personal level shows our small thinking. He goes on to say, I could say that Obama is just an urban, and I won't use the N-word, but that's the word he uses. Obama is just an urban blah, 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 and I would be right, but what would that say about me? I hate politics and politicians, and that is what they all are. They don't care one bit about we the people. They just care about what's in it for them later. That's his concluding line. Well, you see my frustration. He's saying that I'm engaging in character assassination on Sarah Palin, and I don't think that I am. I'm simply pointing out her stands on the issues, and it appears that her stands on the issues are, in fact, influenced by her religion. But like I say, I've had this discussion many, many times. Sarah Palin didn't just pop up out of nowhere. And I'll tell you what, folks, that brings us to today's news, the real political news. A prominent Hillary Clinton supporter, who was actually a major fundraiser for Hillary Clinton and who served on the Democratic National Committee's platform committee, has resigned from the Democratic National Committee's platform committee, and she has endorsed McCain and Palin. I refer to Lynn Forrester Stein de Rothschild, the former wife of Andrew Stein, a big-shot Democrat in New York, not an Irishman, and the current wife of Baron Evelyn de Rothschild of London. She is an American born in New Jersey who first got into business when she was traveling in Israel at the age of 16. Later went into the telecommunications business and became immensely wealthy herself, and now she is married to one of the wealthiest and certainly one of the most powerful Jewish aristocrats on the face of the planet. Baroness Rothschild has endorsed the McCain ticket, McCain and Palin ticket, and even though she doesn't like Sarah Palin's views on abortion, Baroness Rothschild finds Sarah Palin, quote-unquote, really cool. The Rothschilds again endorsed McCain and Palin. Does that tell you anything, folks? Or am I imagining things?
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, when I first started talking about Sarah Palin, I told you I was going to get my rear end in a sling. But, you know, I keep seeing these things like Baroness Rothschild's endorsement of the McCain-Palin ticket, and I keep saying to myself, Mike, don't get your back up, because you're right. Baroness Rothschild says that she and Sarah may disagree in some issues, but she says, "I love Sarah Palin," adding, "I think she's pretty cool." She also said, now this is what explains it all, folks. This is where you got to reorient your thinking. We've got to get away from the old ideas of liberal and conservative, right and left, Democrat and Republican. Now here's where Baroness Rothschild, she says, "I believe that Barack Obama with MoveOn.org and Nancy Pelosi and Howard Dean have taken the Democratic Party too far to the left. I'm not comfortable there." Okay, folks. What does this mean? Do you understand? I don't mean to talk down to you, but I'm talking down to those people who don't quite get it yet. What's happening, folks, is that the international Jewish power elite have decided that it is just fine and dandy to have a quote-unquote right-winger like Sarah Palin, whom they control, in as vice president. They feel comfortable with that. They maybe don't like her stands on issues like abortion or what have you, but the thing is, They have imposed their agenda through the mass media, their cultural and political agenda on the mass media, they've imposed their agenda upon the American people through the mass media for so many years that they really don't care how people squabble. I mean, even Hillary Clinton is against burning the American flag. Hillary Clinton sponsored a constitutional amendment to ban burning the American flag. Isn't that patriotic? Does that make Hillary Clinton a conservative? You see what they're doing, folks. They have invented Sarah Palin. They have made a media personality out of her. They've made a star out of her. And that star continues to rise. And here's Baroness Rothschild. Baroness Rothschild, flanked by four American flags and wearing a McCain pin, saying that Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Howard Dean have taken the Democratic Party too far to the left. Okay, people are laughing and saying, oh, Rothschild has backed a Republican. What do you expect? That's all the debate about you're going to get about it in the mass media, in the mainstream media. But I guarantee you, folks, the Rothschild family historically have been known as the kings of kings. Rothschild, Baron Rothschild of years past, was known as the king of the Jews. The Rothschild, Edmond the Rothschild's face is on the Israeli state currency, ladies and gentlemen. The Rothschilds were the primary Jewish patrons of the state of Israel that made the state of Israel come into being. There would be no Israel were it not for the Rothschild family. The Rothschild family have historically been patrons of Jewish communities all over the world. They have seeded other Jewish fortunes in this country, which in turn have seeded other Jewish fortunes. They are the princes of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. They are the princes and the barons and the lords and the kings. And this is a signal. This is a signal to those we refer to often as the little Jews, that the big Jews support McCain and Palin. It's a very blatant signal, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be discussed like that in the mass media. You're not going to read that in Time or Newsweek. But it's going to give McCain and Palin a very nice little bump in the Jewish vote. And as I've talked about on this show till I'm blue in the face, the Jewish vote practically doubles itself in every state in the Union where there is a Jewish vote. And there are like 9 states in this country, according to Jewish sources, where the Jewish vote has a substantial impact on the election. It's another signal, too, ladies and gentlemen, just a general signal that McCain and Palin in particular can be trusted. I mean, after all, if a Rothschild, a liberal Democratic Rothschild, a woman who was a prominent backer of Hillary Clinton, a personal friend of Hillary Clinton, is backing Sarah Palin, that means Sarah's okay. You don't need to worry about her. We have got her under control. And it also means something else. A lot of Jewish money from fortunes that are connected to the Rothschilds directly and indirectly. A lot of Jewish money that might go into Barack Obama's coffers will not go into Barack Obama's coffers. No, this is not some, I hear a few people out there right now saying, oh, this is just a Jewish trick to get the anti-Jewish people to vote for Barack Obama or something like that. No, this is a very important signal that's being sent out about where the priorities are in this election. And the priority for those whom many refer to as advocates of the New World Order, their priority is a McCain-Palin ticket. I know that hurts a lot of you to hear it, but you got to think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Forget left and right, liberal and conservative, Democrat and Republican. Just look at the political realities. Follow the money trail. All right, we got a lot of callers lined up here, and we will go to the callers when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Oh, God, I don't know. I guess, you know, I said to somebody earlier on the phone, I said, no matter how hard I try to convey, of course, it's my opinion, but I think I speak from, oh, I don't know, from some experience. I'm just another voice in the wilderness. Of course, I ain't in the wilderness. I'm in Washington, D.C. Maybe that blinds me to what's going on in the wilderness. I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Pennsylvania. We have Art calling from Pennsylvania.
Mike.
How are you?
Good. Wanted to make some very quick comments and also see if any comments on two elected officials running for office in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's one angle. I agree with what you said. And there's one angle I just want to exemplify that hasn't come out yet. Do you know who Robert Asher is?
Yes, I do, if he's the guy from Pennsylvania.
Right, the convicted felon in the Bud Dreyer case.
Right.
The National Committee man for the Pennsylvania Republican Party.
Let me ask you, is he now the National Committeeman for the GOP in
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania,
yes. Matter of fact, he's been identified by, when I talked to Pennsylvania State Senator Joe Conte, who, this is going back about 4 years ago, he said to me that Asher is the fifth most powerful person in the Republican Party.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, now here's, it's basically the power base behind them. First, do the local elections. Tom Corbett, our attorney general, is running for re-election.
Okay.
He's taken, his power broker is, again, Robert Asher, just like Asher was a power broker for Tom Ridge. We saw the mess I did at the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
Also, Tom Corbett, who's the Attorney General. He's getting campaign money from Louis de Naples, the one who set up the Mount Airy casinos in the Poconos.
Okay.
And that guy's being indicted. So I would ask the people in Pennsylvania not vote for the incumbent Attorney General Tom Corbett. Vote the bum out. Morgan sells his opposition. The other one that Asher's supporting is a guy named Tom Ellis. Tom Ellis was a Montgomery County supervisor. He's running to be the state treasurer.
Okay.
So again, we have the supporter, the convicted felon, when the state treasurer Bud Dreyer blew his brains out, now supporting another crook to basically get the position as the state treasurer. Now, here's the angle that goes into the McCain campaign. Real interesting. If you look at OpenSecrets.org, it shows campaign contributions. It shows Robert Asher and his political fund is one of the major campaign contributors to the campaign, campaign for McCain for president campaign, right up there with the Hensleys. And you've written quite a few articles about
that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. There's also a website, Bob Asher Exposed. And
is that BobAsherExposed.com?
Correct.
Okay, I have to check that out.
All right. Now, he is also the exclusive lobbyist for the law firm of Duane and Morris, D-U-A-N-E, M-O-R-R-I-S, in Washington, okay, a convicted felon. Who is the top guy at Duane and Morris? Stephen Friedman. Do you know who he is?
Not offhand. It doesn't ring a bell.
Stephen Friedman is the founder of the Likud, L-I-K-U-D, the right-hand man of Netanyahu.
Oh, really?
Right.
This explains why. Okay, this is very, very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting.
Right. So right up there next to the Hensleys as the top campaign contributor to the McCains for president is a convicted felon representing Netanyahu, in effect.
That's very, very interesting. That's very, very interesting. You know, that. Okay, that's. I want to check that out. That's interesting.
Okay. And the third one, one last comment. You're talking about our Constitution. In Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the National Constitution Center, its sponsor is the Annenberg Foundation by Walter Annenberg. And do you know who Walter Annenberg's father was?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm. Moses Annenberg, the right-hand man of Al Capone to form the syndicate in Atlantic City in the 20s.
Well, Moses Annenberg ran one of the first national gambling wires.
Right, the race wire.
Yes, and that wire was later taken over by, the guy was out of Arizona, and he was close to McCain's father-in-law's buddy, Kevin Marley.
Right.
So
right.
It's one little happy family.
Yes. There's one other point we want to talk about that. This is where it gets really interesting again. When Nixon came to power, who handpicked his entire cabinet? It was Walter Annenberg.
And, of course, Walter Annenberg was a very close personal friend of Ronald and Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
And I believe Annenberg was made ambassador to Britain by Ronald Reagan.
Right. That's correct. He was
mm-hmm.
made ambassador. He also handpicked Henry Kissinger to be... and be placed into Nixon's cabinet.
Yeah, they're an old mob family who kind of went legit, kind of like the Bronfmans.
They are. The Bronfmans and the Annenbergs are the same family, just different aspects.
Yes, exactly right. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Now, the Bronfmans, through McCain, basically corrupted and took over the U.S. Department of State because he's the head of the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce. Through the Annenbergs, like you said, about he was made a diplomat to England, just like Joe Kennedy was. He set up the American Academy of Diplomacy, of which Kissinger gets involved with that. So here we have an old mob boss basically setting up the American Academy of Diplomacy, which corrupts the Department of State, training all of our ambassadors throughout the world to follow the Zionist philosophy. And that's been
Absolutely.
Going on since the 60s.
Absolutely.
Right.
Art, listen. I appreciate your call very much. Listen, I have to move on, but you have given me a lot of data that I'm going to be jumping on the first chance I get to follow through on.
Go for it.
I appreciate that call, Art. Thank you very much. Very interesting call. I think that's the first time we ever heard from Art. All right, we have Dave in Illinois. Dave, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
What's going on?
Well, I think our fears about Miss Palin are coming true. Pat Buchanan wrote an article today. It's titled The Neocons Palin Project.
I saw that.
Okay, yeah, and in it he reveals that the first order of business of Miss Palin was to talk to AIPAC.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being, I guess she's on a short leash. Lieberman's keeping her on a short leash. And she's also being shown the ropes by Randy Shoneman, who's
yes.
a foreign policy advisor. So I guess that would just lead us to believe that she's going to become a neoconservative, if, you know, you want to call it that. But what we have to look forward to is probably an escalation of conflicts all over the globe.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
On behalf of Israel.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
It's all about advancing the geostrategic interests of the state of Israel.
You know, I've pointed out on this program before that years ago in the Washington Post, and I'd misplaced the article, and I finally managed to dig it up in the Washington Post archive. There was a very revealing article that said that they didn't call it the secret reason, but they said that the main reason why the United States was concerned about North Korea having a nuclear bomb was not because they thought North Korea was going to attack South Korea or Japan or China or anybody else. They were afraid that North Korea's bomb might somehow get in the hands of enemies of Israel.
Correct.
Israel's reach is all the way over, you know, the policymaking reach goes all the way over to North Korea.
Yeah, and their tentacles reach far and wide. And their concern there, you know, North Korea, the concern was that they may share the technology with nations that are hostile to Israel. Therefore, that drove our foreign policy that North Korea was part of the axis of evil. They shouldn't have nuclear weapons, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, now see, the average person, if you were to tell them that the Israeli lobby had some influence as far as U.S. policy towards North Korea is concerned, they'd say, oh, that's crazy. What does that have to do with the Arab-Israeli conflict? I mean,
yeah.
People cannot think, you know, I mean, you hear my frustration.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, I think it's just, it is extremely bothersome because we don't have anybody that looks out for the interests of this country. And our interests are diametrically the polar opposite of Israel's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean truly are.
And it's been a classic trick, a stage trick, a magician's trick, as one of our callers the other night said. It's theater. This
yeah.
whole process of putting Sarah Palin up there. You know, it's like,
yeah.
you know, and the average quote unquote right winger is saying, oh, here's this great woman, you know, who's taking on the Jewish domestic agenda. You know, they're convincing themselves, they're trying to convince themselves that those issues that Sarah Palin is apparently diametrically opposed to the Jewish interest groups on. But in the big picture, those issues really don't count. They're part of the theater to keep Americans fighting among themselves, when in the bigger picture, there's an international agenda, a global agenda, that goes back thousands of years.
Oh, very much so. And
yeah.
the other thing is that you have the average person that somehow thinks that Israel is using their military might to stem the tide or hold back the tide of Arab, quote-unquote, radicalism and Arab terrorism in the Middle East. And if not for Israel, we would just be in a fight for our lives on the city streets of America.
Yes,
and if
exactly.
you ask somebody to explain... It, try to explain that to you and why they think that, they can't. That's what they've been told for years. And so, you know, they just, it's a knee-jerk, it's almost become an involuntary reflex.
Exactly.
To believe
exactly.
this propaganda.
You know, it's funny, Dave, you say that, because twice over a period of about 5 years, one time I remember very clearly, I was standing in line at my bank where they had a TV on, and CNN was broadcasting something about Israel. And I made a very subtle but snide remark about Israel and its effect on U.S. policy. And this guy turned to me and he says, and someone I didn't even know, he said, Israel's been a landing strip for the United States in the Middle East for years. And what struck me as being funny about this was because several years prior to that, in a similar circumstance, standing in line somewhere watching a TV with a complete stranger, I made a remark about Israel, and this other guy, totally different person, made a similar remark. It was as almost as though that had been, that idea, that phraseology had somehow been implanted in these guys' minds. It was like a knee-jerk gut reaction.
Yeah.
To mix metaphors, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. I wish you were wrong, Dave, but you're right.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am.
Yeah.
So things are going to get very interesting.
That's the understatement of the year.
Yes.
All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Like that input. All right, let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Mike. Shalom. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, I was going to say, the first step to overcoming your addiction is to really admit that you have one. So just say, my name is Michael Collins Piper, and I'm in love with Sarah Palin.
Me and about 500 million other people, male and female, young and old.
You're smitten with a Jezebel, and I've had friends like this that you knew it wasn't going to end up good. You knew what he saw in her, but you knew that after just a couple of months, you know what, it's going to wear off real quickly. We've seen the Israeli flag that sits in her office. We know that she thinks that we are fighting a war. Paraphrase it for me, Mike. It had something to do with God.
A task from God.
And she's sacrificing her own son for Israel fighting over there. She's getting ready to attend an anti-Iran conference or pro-Israeli conference. Mike, that tells me all I need to know. Looks are skin deep. There's nothing underneath the surface. Guns or no guns, I could care less. Makes no difference to me, my friend.
Yeah, this is the thing, that's part of the game. I think, Bill, I think it was you that referred to it as theater, was it not you?
Bad theater, Mike.
What's that?
Poor bad theater is what
well,
it is.
Yeah, it's kind of,
when you look at it like that, it is interesting. And I'll tell you, in the last year or so, I really started to invert all of the news. So when Bush comes out like last week and says the economy is fine, I knew that meant that we were actually doomed. You know,
yes, exactly.
And it really works out well. You become a contrarian just by inverting what they actually tell you, and you'd be amazed at the accuracy you have.
That's what I was about to say, that every contrarian approach you take to what you hear in the mass media means that you are an accurate interpreter of the reality.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's amazing, but it's so true. I mean, I literally, just about an hour or so before the program, I had a conversation with a wonderful guy. He was a reader of the Spotlight many, many years ago. Even his mother, who is long since dead, is a reader of the Spotlight. And we were just having the same conversation, you know, and commiserating about the problems of trying to communicate with people, you know. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, too, and I pointed this out, and my friend said I'm among them. I pointed out that there are a lot of people, mostly of the older generation, who don't like the idea of women running for office or being involved in public life.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that the insertion of Palin into this campaign has suddenly cracked the right wing vis-a-vis that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now the right wing, quote-unquote, and I use that term loosely here, I emphasize that. Now the right wing, which used to be the bastion of opposition to women in public office, now they have come completely around, and they are all in favor of it. So even in that respect, you know.
Mike, it's amazing. And 50, 60 years ago, we wouldn't have dreamt it. But of course, you know, the Jews gave us that. They wanted to tax or figured out they could tax another 50% of the populace. So they introduced feminism and they get our women working and telling them that, you know, we're all equal here and they can do this and they can do that. And it's not a child. It's a choice. And, oh, you know, and on it goes. So pray to God and pass the ammo. Okay.
That's about what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Bill,
take care, buddy.
Thanks for your call.
See you.
All right, we're going to the break. Okay, we are. I think we're going to the break. We're going to the break momentarily here. I'm going to be able to bring up another caller, though, I think, before the break. I'm going to go to Carl from Canada. Carl, come on up. Well, Carl, we're going to have to hold you. We're going to have to hold you till the end of the break. We do have a few seconds here before we do go. So hang on there, Carl. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I am now a character assassin for saying what is just the simple but sad truth about Sarah Palin and the dirty trick that is being played upon the American people by the people who have decided that Sarah Palin is their girl. Now, feminists out there, maybe I should change and say their woman, their lady. Forgive me for being sexist. God forbid I should be sexist. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just remember, when you watch a debate between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin, it's just like watching theater, like Punch and Judy. Punch on the left, Judy on the right, both of them controlled by the same puppeteer. His name is Rothschild. Looks like we lost Carl from Canada. But we do have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, we still have Carl. Bring Carl up.
Hi.
Carl, I thought we lost you. Yeah, what's up, Carl?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to hope to talk to you off the air because some new things have come up. There's also a letter that's going to be put in, and the Tehran Times covered my story, and they're also going to publish a letter that I had sent them. But I'm having some trouble here with the Canadian officials. Basically, I've heard, some stuff, that was just discussed, with the Canadian officials and the American officials, how basically trying to get me in more trouble now because I've said stuff about the U.S. government and criticizing them and comparing them to the Pharisees in the Bible and stuff about how God, would judge his people and hold
them
accountable.
I'll tell you what, Carl, the best thing now, my schedule tomorrow is kind of up in the air. I'm not even sure I'm going to do the show tomorrow live. As I say, everything is up in the air. But I tell you what, if you would like to try to call me at the American Free Press office sometime Friday afternoon,
okay,
I should be there for at least a short while Friday afternoon.
Yeah, because I tried to call you there today and the other day.
I came in very, very late this afternoon, so... I don't know right now whether I'll be there tomorrow. You might be able to catch me there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mid-afternoon.
There is a couple other things. Like today, I went to see, the doctor here, and they told me I could go to a dentist and get my teeth cleaned because I have, been here for over a year and I can't get my teeth cleaned. But they set me up with an appointment for the dentist, and they take me in a van today, drive me like 20 miles to the dentist office, and when I get there, they won't even clean my teeth because they say it's not covered. The government won't pay for
God
that.
God almighty.
They haul me in this van with no air conditioning, in handcuffs, and...
That's called diesel treatment.
Yeah, and take me there and then find out they don't even want to take care of me, And they said, if it's like a problem with my tooth, if it needs a filling or something like that, or I'm in pain, they'll do something. But when it comes to a regular checkup or a cleaning, they won't do it.
As though they didn't know that before they took you out.
Yeah, and they took me all the way there for no reason, and then I had a ride the long way back. It took like an hour and a half to get back here.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you laugh, but I know that's not a laugh. Yeah, that's just, it's a variation of torture, let's face it. No, I shouldn't even say it's a variation of torture. It's torture. You shouldn't be where you are in the first place, and it's a... I used to know somebody who used to describe things as a crime and a shame, and that's exactly what it is.
I'm trying to get this. I don't know if you're familiar with worldservice.org.
Not off the top of my head.
They're in D.C. They offer a world passport and like world citizenship based on the U.N. charter, and I know some countries accept this. I'm trying to get the travel documents to get out of this place. And I know they offer like an alternative to a U.S. passport that is accepted and recognized by some countries. And
well, I would research that very carefully, and I'd consult with your attorney before you take any steps in that direction, Carl.
I don't know if you could look into that.
Carl, I hear the time running out on us. You try to give me a call on Friday at the American Free Press office.
Okay.
All right, then. You take care of yourself in the meantime. Watch your back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. Thanks to the callers. Apologies to Dave from Mass. We couldn't get him up tonight. I may or may not be here tomorrow night. We'll find out tomorrow night. In any case, I look forward to being back with you again very soon. Have a good evening. See you when I see you. Take care.